This is isolation. Close your eyes and listen carefully. Breathe deep. Begin. Isolation rarely begins after the scam. It usually begins during it. This is isolation. The scammer slowly separates the victim from other voices, other perspectives, and other emotional anchors. Sometimes this happens openly through jealousy, pressure, secrecy, or emotional dependency. Sometimes it happens so gradually the victim barely notices the change occurring. The scammer becomes the emotional center of life. More messages, more secrets, more urgency, more emotional dependence. Family members become negative. Friends become unsupportive. Warnings become misunderstandings. The victim starts protecting the relationship from outside interference because the emotional attachment already feels necessary for survival. This is isolation. This is how isolation first enters. Not as loneliness, as attachment. Then the crime is discovered. The imagined relationship disappears instantly. Trust collapses. Shame floods the nervous system. The victim suddenly sees not only the deception, but also the distance that formed between themselves and other people during the manipulation. Now trauma continues what the scammer began. The victim withdraws further. Calls go unanswered. Messages remain unread. Meetings are avoided. Curtains stay closed. Support feels exhausting. Simple conversations feel dangerous. The wounded person says, "I just need time." Sometimes that is true. This is isolation. But trauma often disguises isolation as protection. The nervous system begins linking people with danger, humiliation, judgment, exposure, and emotional exhaustion. Even kind human contact can feel threatening after betrayal trauma. This is why isolation becomes so dangerous after scams. A traumatized mind left alone begins believing its own distorted thoughts without interruption. Shame grows louder. Fear grows louder. Hopelessness grows louder. The isolated person begins living entirely inside the wound. Notice the signs carefully. The person stops participating, stops replying, stops attending recovery meetings, stops speaking honestly, stops asking for help, stops walking toward life itself. The world becomes smaller until avoidance begins feeling normal. This is isolation. Isolation also changes time. Days blur together, sleep collapses. Meals become irregular. The future becomes difficult to imagine. The nervous system loses contact not only with people, but with rhythm itself. Morning loses meaning. Weekends lose meaning. Life feels suspended. This is why breaking isolation matters so deeply in recovery. Not because social activity magically removes trauma, but because healing requires human connection. Human beings regulate emotionally through safe relationships, a calm voice, a support group, a therapist, a trusted friend. Or one honest conversation can remind the nervous system that danger is not everywhere all the time. Trauma says, hide. Recovery says, reconnect slowly. The return does not need to be dramatic. Answer one message. Attend one meeting. Walk outside for 10 minutes. Leave one honest comment. Speak truthfully to one safe person. These actions may appear small. They are not small. Every healthy connection interrupts trauma's attempt to convince the victim they are permanently alone. This is one of betrayal trauma's cruelest patterns. The wounded person isolates most when support is needed most. The mind says, no one understands. I am too ashamed. I am a burden. I will disappoint people. But isolation feeds the very womb that created those thoughts. Silence magnifies suffering. Connection reduces distortion. This does not mean every person is safe. Recovery includes discernment, boundaries, caution, and wisdom. But caution is different from isolation. Caution chooses carefully. Isolation disappears completely. The goal is not blind trust. The goal is not emotional dependence. The goal is participation in life again. Slowly, carefully, honestly. A person may need solitude for rest, grief, and reflection. Solitude can heal when chosen consciously. Isolation is different. Isolation slowly convinces the wounded person to vanish from life itself. So return. Return to people. Return to structure. Return to conversation. Return to support. Return to ordinary human contact. Again and again. Even when awkward, even when exhausting, even when fear says retreat. Because every return weakens trauma's grip upon the nervous system. And eventually the isolated soul remembers something essential. The scammer separated the victim from others in order to control them. Recover reconnects the survivor with others in order to free them. This is isolation. Break it down.